Okay, so you've sent over a whole bunch, really, of reports and articles all about cybersecurity, really focusing on where the money's going in 2024. So, you clearly like to stay ahead of the curve. And judging by the headlines lately, who can blame you? Like this New Zealand incident response bulletin. It's a bit of an eye-opener. Medibank, for example, their data breach costs, projected to hit a mind-blowing $126 million by mid-2025. That's
Oh, that's good.
a hefty price tag. And it's not just isolated incidents either. You've got RansomHub, which is a ransomware group. They've racked up over 210 victims since February alone, and they're hitting essential services too. Healthcare, finance, you name it. But here's the one that really made me think. Even those large language model servers, the ones running all the latest AI tech, even they're leaking data. It feels like nowhere is truly safe anymore.
Yeah, it really highlights how the nature of cyber threats is evolving. It's not just about someone trying to guess your password anymore. These attacks, they're becoming much more sophisticated, often targeting specific organizations with like tailored strategies and exploiting vulnerabilities in ways that we've never even seen before. And you're right, no one is immune. This bulletin really drives home the point that everyone is a potential target. It's not just about protecting big corporations. It's about safeguarding our healthcare systems, our financial institutions, our personal data. It's about securing really the very fabric of our digital lives. And that's why a proactive approach to cybersecurity is so crucial now. We can't just be reactive, waiting for an attack to happen before we take action. We need to be thinking ahead, anticipating threats, and building those robust defenses.
And it seems like businesses are really starting to get that message.
Ah.
This bulletin mentions that global cybersecurity spending, it's expected to hit like, what, a whopping $215 billion this year?
Well, what chair?
That's a 14.3% increase from last year. Someone's investing in some serious digital armor, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a clear indicator that this isn't just hype. Businesses are definitely responding to a very real and evolving threat landscape.
So what's driving this surge? I mean, is it just these increasingly sophisticated attacks that we talked about? Or are there other factors at play?
It's definitely a combination of things. One major factor is the rise of cloud computing and hybrid work models. These have been total game changers in terms of flexibility and efficiency for businesses, but they've significantly expanded like the potential access surface for cybercriminals. Think about it. Instead of having your data tucked away on company servers, and behind all those firewalls, it's now potentially spread across multiple cloud platforms and devices. That's a lot more ground to cover from a security standpoint.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then there's all the buzz about AI these days, which I guess kind of cuts both ways, right?
Exactly. Generative AI in particular, it's a real double-edged sword. On one hand, it's this incredibly powerful tool with the potential to revolutionize everything, from cybersecurity itself to how businesses operate. But on the other hand, it can also be used by malicious actors to supercharge their attacks, making them even more difficult to detect and defend against.
So it's like we're in a race to harness the power of AI for good before it gets used against us.
That's a really good way to put it. And we can't forget about evolving regulations either. Governments around the world are tightening data privacy laws, and companies are under increasing pressure to comply or face, those hefty fines. This means investing in, more robust security measures to protect all that sensitive information.
So it's like a perfect storm. You've got increased vulnerabilities,
Yeah.
the emergence of new technologies like AI, and the pressure to meet these stricter regulatory requirements. No wonder companies are pouring money into cybersecurity. But, okay, let's say you're a business leader.
Huh.
You've got this cybersecurity budget in front of you. Where do you even begin? What are the key areas of investment right now? Feels like there are just so many different areas to cover when it comes to cybersecurity. Like, where do you even begin?
Well, one major area is application security. Basically, every time you use an app on your phone, for banking, shopping, social media, you're trusting that app to keep your information safe, right? So application security is all about building those safeguards into the software itself, making sure it's designed from the ground up to be resilient against attacks.
So it's not just about like protecting the network around the app, it's about making sure the app itself is secure.
Exactly. And then you've got identity and access management, which is becoming so much more important now, what with remote work and cloud computing and everything. You've got employees accessing sensitive data from everywhere these
Yeah,
days.
from their phones, their laptop.
Exactly. So companies are investing really heavily in systems that can verify identities, control access, and basically make sure that, the wrong people don't get their hands on sensitive information.
Right, it's like having a really good bouncer at the door of your digital vault.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And then, of course, You can't forget about infrastructure protection. This is like securing the foundation of your digital operations. Your networks, your servers, your devices, all the things that keep everything running. You know, firewalls, intrusion detection systems, the whole nine yards.
Right, because I mean, even if you have the most secure apps and the toughest access controls, if someone could just bypass all of that and hack into your network directly, you're still vulnerable.
Absolutely. And that's actually why we're seeing such a surge in demand for security services these days. Companies are realizing they need experts, you know, to help them navigate this whole complex landscape, whether it's for vulnerability assessments or incident response planning, or even just ongoing security monitoring and management.
So it's not just about buying the latest security software. It's about having that comprehensive strategy that covers all these different areas and really ties it all together.
Exactly. And speaking of strategy, that's where this guide from the National Cybersecurity Center in New Zealand is really interesting.
Oh, yeah. This guide was great. It seems super helpful for anyone trying to figure out how to actually make smart cybersecurity investments.
Yeah. And it really emphasizes that strategic approach. It even says it outright. It's not just about throwing money at the problem.
Right. It's about being strategic and targeted.
Exactly. They actually lay out this whole four-phase approach that I found super useful.
Okay. I like it. So break it down for us. What are the four phases?
Okay, so phase one is know the landscape. And this is all about really understanding the specific threats that your organization faces.
So like knowing that ransomware exists is one thing, but actually taking the time to analyze whether your industry or the specific type of data you hold is actually a likely target for them.
Exactly. You need to really understand the threat landscape you're operating in. And once you have a clear picture of that, you can move on to phase two, which is define the strategy. And this is where you start aligning your cybersecurity investments with your overall business goals, asking questions like, what are our most critical assets? What would be the impact of a successful attack? Really connecting the dots between cybersecurity and business continuity.
Right, because it can't just be an afterthought. It has to be integrated into how the company or organization actually functions.
Exactly. Okay, then we move into the deliver results phase. This is where you put your plan into action. Choose the right security solutions, manage your resources effectively. It's not just about buying the shiniest new tools. It's about understanding how to implement them in a way that actually strengthens your defenses.
And then finally, once you've got everything up and running, you need to know if it's actually working right, which brings us to measure success.
Exactly. You've got to track your progress, demonstrate the value of those investments, and be willing to adapt and make adjustments along the way, because as we know, the threat landscape is constantly evolving.
This all makes a lot of sense, but I'm sure there are still ways for things to go wrong, even with the best cybersecurity plan in place. What are some common pitfalls that organizations should try to avoid when it comes to making these investments?
Well, the NCSC actually highlights a few key challenges in the guide. One is over-optimistic planning. It's really tempting to try and do too much at once, but that can often lead to delays and setbacks and ultimately an ineffective cybersecurity posture.
So it's better to start small and scale up as you go.
Exactly. Then there's project complexity. Cybersecurity initiatives can get very technical very quickly, and underestimating those complexities can derail even the most well-funded projects.
Right. It's important to have the right people with the right expertise involved.
Exactly. And finally, it's easy to overlook the people and resources aspect. You can have the best strategy, the best technology in the world, but without the right team, with the right skills, it's not going to be as effective.
It's all connected.
It really is.
You need the right strategy, the right tools, and the right people to navigate this crazy world of cybersecurity.
You said it.
We've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about those alarming headlines, those data breaches, the billions of dollars being poured into cybersecurity. We even talked about specific steps organizations can take and those common pitfalls to avoid. But before we wrap up, I just want to bring it back to you listening. What does all of this mean for you in your own life, in your own work?
I think the most important thing to remember is that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. It's not just for the techies or the big corporations to think about. It affects us all. So stay informed about the latest threats, be smart about your digital habits, and don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it.
I love that. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, stay vigilant.